Well, let's take your calls this hour with Patty Negri. If you have a question, just let Tom know that. If you simply want a reading, just let him know that, too. And if you just want a reading, you just ask Patty your question. And we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Patty Negri. Her book, of course, is called The Old World Magic for the Modern World. Her website is her name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and she spells it P-A-T-T-I. Patty, some psychics are called by law enforcement to assist in cases. Does that ever happen to you?
No, it's amazing. I think they're just so busy. It hasn't. I was kind of on a cold case once, and that was really fun, and I got some kind of amazing information. I've just never focused there, but there was this case in Indiana, it's a 100-year-old case that just won't die because this little girl went missing, and these two reporters called, and I just kind of did my stream of consciousness thing kind of in trance state, and whatever I was saying was like, oh, something, I don't know, east of town and da-da-da and the water. And they're going, there's no water east of town. But they looked up 100 years ago, everything I said was there. So it's like, oh, that's kind of fun looking into that kind of reality. And it would be really interesting to work on, you know, fresh cases, you know, if you could help fund somebody or lost kids or something. But I just have not.
Now, when you go into a seance mode, how easy is it for you to make contact with the other side?
Pretty easy. Again, I've been doing it a long time. Plus, I don't just sit and whatever. I'm a tool girl. I will burn my mugwort and I will light my dragon's blood. I will. I do it all. I'm very, very spiritualist style. Very Victorian spiritualist style. Very old tech. Like I said, I will use spirit boards and Ouija boards, I'll have dowsing rods, and, you know, if somebody wants to throw a ghost meter or modern technology on the table, great, but that's not my gig. So, yeah, and so, I work elementally, I work with the elements to raise the veil so everyone can really heighten all their senses, and then I make sure to shut it down so nobody goes home with anybody, if they want to.
What is it, though, about this gift you have that allowed you to have it? Do we all have this ability, or just certain people?
Oh, I think there's different degrees of it. Yes, like anybody could study piano and learn to play piano. I did. I'm not that good at it. And there's some people are virtuosos. I think we are all born with a gift, but it gets taught out of us mostly, and kids, especially in our very non-mystical modern Western society. I mean, even our religion and spirituality isn't very mystical anymore. Oh, that's your imagination. Oh, that's this. And there's such a divide put in between that. If we would let that imagination go and see the world. But I do think we all have it and we can develop it.
Absolutely. Let's hit some calls here for you as they line up. First of all, let's go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Nancy just has a question for you. Welcome to the program. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Hi, George. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. I live in a building that was built in 1779, and I didn't know when I moved here that it, at one time it was the old prison. So I have a lot of chaos here. I've been sick a lot here. I've been here 13 years now, but, you know, the radiator makes noise, like somebody clanging on it. I've tried everything. I've burnt sage. And actually, when I first moved here, there was a bad witch who lived upstairs, and he used to terrorize me. And he would leave beads and feathers at my door and do all kinds of strange things. So I went through that, and I fell, broke my nose. It's just been like one thing after another since I moved here. And I'm just wondering, and I can't afford to move right now.
Okay.
So do you have any advice what I should do? I pray, I meditate, you know. The witch did die.
Okay. There's a billion things you could do, and you could completely control it. You've got a portal somewhere. You've got a portal. It's off a non-main window somewhere, but you could shut it down. I use a lot. Again, I use tools. Have you ever worked with cascarilla powder? It's just eggshells.
What is it?
It's called Cascarilla powder, C-A-S-C-A-R-I-L-L-A. It's inexpensive. You can get it at metaphysical shops or on Amazon. It's non-toxic. I won't use toxic. And you sprinkle it around. It just gets rid of negativity, and it gets rid of dark spirits. I also work with a lot of sigils, like Helm of Awe. It's again, very Icelandic, Norwegian. But I'm going to tell you, sage is not the thing to use. You hear that all the time. Sage is great for certain things, but it's harsh. If you just sage the house, it gets rid of everything, the good and the bad, and your positive energy there. So it's like, I saged my house and it felt really good for a minute, and then it's like dusting your house and creating a vacuum. It's like dusting your house and then leaving the doors and windows open in a sandstorm. So after you sage, make sure you do that counterclockwise, because whenever you have to go starwise. Whenever you're releasing things, go counterclockwise. I prefer Palo Santo, but if you're using sage, fine. Hitting pans together, go through. Push anything out, windows and doors. Then you've got to fill it back up with love, health, happiness. Now you're going to go clockwise with a sweet incense, something angelic, a frankincense, myrrh. We'll carry a candle through the room. Be very specific. Who's allowed in your front door? Only people invited in, people with respect for me, for my house. No ghosts. What comes in the window? Inspiration, fresh air, sunshine. What do you want in your bedroom? Great sleep, intimacy, whatever that is, room by room, and you fill it back up with intent and colors, and there's no room for the bad stuff. You have, again, there's a portal somewhere. You have one window that's in an odd space somewhere in your house?
Yeah, go ahead.
And actually, it's the living room. That's where I sleep. That's where all the chaos is.
Yeah, and there's a window in there?
Oh, there's three big windows. There's like seven windows in this because it's a big building.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is. So I would get, it's in my book, but I would do, it's called, you could look it up, a Helm of Awe. It's an eight-sided cross with little tridents. I would draw it on the windows. You could even draw it with Windex and then the kind of squirty, foamy Windex, and then draw it with your fingers and wipe it off, and you can shut it down. You could really, really get rid of this. You're allowing it to kind of hold on to you. Just bring in a lot more love. Don't let it get you sick anymore. And I promise you could do it.
All right. Good luck, Nancy. Hope everything works out for you. It's amazing. Now, do you ever channel?
I mean, do.
You do that too. Wow.
I do. I'm at a seance, everybody has to be comfortable there, because if everybody's comfortable, I will take on attributes and I will channel. If people aren't comfortable and somebody's going to get, then I will just kind of just translate for the spirit. You know, I hold enough of my, you know, left brain onto things. But, yeah, I do.
Next up, we have Joe in Monterey, California. He has a question, then a reading. Hey, Joseph, go ahead with the question.
Thank you, George. Do light workers often get attacked because they're light workers from the dark side, even though they protect themselves? I mean, you know, there is this good and evil that, you know, have a little difference of agreement.
Yes, they do. Again, like, put on a light and you bring in the moths. I do think a lot of light workers don't protect themselves good enough, and you can. And I also believe the best defense is have an on-off switch. I figured that one out a couple decades ago. And then when you turn it on, it is that much better. You are that much more psychic. You are that much more connected. And when you turn it off, that light goes out, so you don't have to go to the grocery store and see people's dead mother. You know, I don't have to turn into Long Island Medium. Your mother wants to talk to you. So it makes both sides of living in the mundane realm and in the other realm. But, yes, at light workers it happens, and especially healers. You know, they take on all this stuff. You have to know how to release it. There's a billion ways to do it. Just find one that works for you.
All right, Joe, now go with your reading. Ask the question.
Yes, I just started a project, and I want to know if myself and the people involved, will this project be successful? Can I get the help needed for this to be successful, victorious, if you will?
Yes, you can. This is about faith. This thing, you've got all the energy behind you for it. The universe is with you on it. I talk very much left brain, right brain, you know, your left reasoning brain. You have all the right smarts of what you're doing. add a little bit more to the creative, that more intuitive side of things. And, yeah, it's going to be stable, and you're going to get all the right stuff. But this is about faith. This is about you just jump in, Joe. It's not test the water with your big toe. Is it too hot? Is it too cold? It's just go for it.
Edgar Cayce ultimately passed away, Patty, from his readings. It exhausted him. Do you ever get to that point?
Again, I have an on-off switch. I do. I call it ritual hangover or whatever. Like if it's something, a really big, heavy thing, or especially if you're on an investigation or something, the next day it's like, I feel like I'm hungover, but I haven't drunk. But again, I'm really good at, I need a salt bath. I'm going to do this. I'm going to post. So, but yeah, I don't want to die early of any of this stuff.
No. First time caller, Josh in Texas, probably wants a reading. Hi, Josh. Josie, is it Josie or Joss?
It's Josie. Hi.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, George. Hi, Miss Patty. Thank you for taking my call. Let's see. I have a lot of things, but let's start with I had a relative that wanted for me to do a DNA, and I never did, and I was just wondering if maybe he is my father, and maybe that's why he was questioning about me getting the DNA.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting question.
That is an interesting thing. I believe he believes he may be. I think he wants you to test because he's not completely sure. And is it something that you're against doing?
I have the test, but I don't know. I feel weird taking it. You know, I don't know the circumstances and all, but like I said, right before he passed away, it was brought up that I should maybe do a DNA to see if, you know, he was my father.
Yeah, I think he believes he was or could have been. And I actually think if you do take it, whatever your results are, you're going to feel better about it, because that little bit of fear, that little weird feeling you have, is actually holding a little, like, sheet over you, a little, like, sadness over you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't need that little veil of sadness.
Yes, that's been hanging on since, for a while, because I wasn't able to go to the funeral because he lived far away. And I have my husband that's sick, that's in a wheelchair. So I feel kind of a guilt. I don't know. I don't know if it's a guilt or what, but I just feel a down part, you know.
Yeah, I see that. Let it go. Dead people are fine as a rule. Death is left hard on the living. And not that anybody gets completely enlightened when they go to the Passover, but they do get rid of the petty stuff. It's like literally a higher perspective. Almost every spirit I've talked to, it's like, oh, it's okay that they weren't there. It didn't matter. I actually didn't want them there. I wanted to die on my own. So that's just coming from your guilt and fear, not from him by any means.
Okay, thanks, Joes. Hope everything works out for you. And are you more of a medium or a psychic?
I don't know. I guess both. I think I mix them all up. I don't like go, I'm using my clairvoyant versus my clairaudient, my clairsentient. I will throw it all in one big cauldron. If I'm sitting here working on a one-on-one, it'll be, I'll talk to their dead person 1 minute and then just psychic, oh, it looks like it's heading this direction, and then just give them some spell. So, I throw it all in one pot.
And what's the difference, Patty, between a good witch and a bad witch?
To me, it's virtue, integrity, ethics, moral code. Magic is magic. People say good magic or bad magic. To be a witch means you are willing to take fate into your own hands and shift it. Naturally, things just take the easiest path. Water runs downhill. Your life is going to go this way. And if you go, wow, I don't want to run downhill, I want to climb up that mountain. So you are taking, I am willing to do whatever, work with nature, work with God, work with the gods, work with whatever, work with entities to switch it. You just, if to me, to the difference of a good watch is you have to be very careful. is you are causing a change in cause and effect. And you, if you don't have a sense of right and wrong, you know, integrity, virtue, don't go into this world, then it could be dangerous. But if you do know right from wrong, it's a beautiful world.
We're taking calls with Patty Negri. Let's go to Denise, who has a question and a reading in Tampa, Florida. What's your question, Denise?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Question? Yes, thank you. The question is chemtrails. Patty, if you could just ask, I don't know if you use your guides to do this or whatever, but I've suspected for a long time that the chemtrails are being used to disperse the COVID over. And this is, we both believe this, George, that there's no such thing as coincidence.
That's right.
That a lot of, yes, yes. That a lot of the Republican states have a large amount of the COVID, and they're releasing just enough of it just to keep it going, to disperse it, you know, in the nozzles of the planes. Is, what do you think about that? And then I have a relationship question for myself.
I am not getting that. I'm not a big chemtrails person, so I might be the wrong person to ask on that. COVID and the chemtrails, because I think mm-hmm. if somebody was, even just going from logic, that's a pretty inaccurate way to do things. If you are, there'd be a lot easier ways than chemtrails from a plane, especially when you're dealing with that something like a virus like COVID.
Yeah, it is airborne, though.
Yeah, oh, it certainly is.
Airborne. Something it certainly I said a week after we heard about this, I said it was airborne. It was traveling around the country, the world way too fast. I mean, people weren't getting spit on and sneezed on in that number that fast. It
yeah.
just wasn't happening.
Yes. So, again, I'm not that expert on chemtrails, and I'm the first to tell you when I don't know something. But my first hit on that is that COVID is not being spread by chemtrails.
Let's go to her relationship question. What is that one, Denise?
Yeah, thanks so much. It seems that I have a cloud over me, and it's been like this for decades. Mm-hmm. That people, everybody that I talk to, they avert their eyes. They'll turn to somebody else. I'll ask a question in a group, and they'll turn to somebody else and direct the answer to them. And people stay away from me. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to be my friend. And this has been for so many years. I can't tell you how many years it's been. But my question is, did somebody put a hex on me or... Because I've never done anything to anybody that would cause this.
All right. Does he have a hex on her? And we got about 30 seconds
okay.
before the break, Patty.
Okay. You do not have a hex on you. Do my lemon spell. All you need is some lemon and some salt. Something happened to you when you were about 6 years old, and you just, it's not logical, but something happened that you thought you weren't really worth it. So people are smelling that. I would tell you what to do, but we only have 30 seconds. Do you remember something at 6 year old that upset you?
She's gone now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
But what if something did upset her at 6 years old?
She just needs to go talk to her kid. I'd throw her into a bathtub with salt and sugar and milk, cleansing, nurturing, kind of going back. And not you talk to your six-year-old. Have your six-year-old talk to you. I think she put a block right in her belly, in her middle of her belly, like, oh, I don't count. I don't do that. So it's not that people are avoiding that she's not important. She's recreated.
All right. Let's take the break and come back with final calls. On our next Coast to Coast program, the great debate, two go in, one comes out, between Howard Bloom and Dr. John Curtis about COVID, the election, and a lot of other issues. So make sure you're part of the party because you get to vote on who you think wins that debate. And then later on, we're going to talk about the Enfield poltergeist tapes, one of the most disturbing cases in history. What really happened? So don't miss the program. And we're going to come back with final calls with Patty Negri in just a moment as we talk about the psychic realm. And welcome back to Coast to Coast, back with our final segment with Patty Negri as we talk about her world and the spirit world. Patty, do you ever get to that point where you can't sleep because spirit bugs you so much?
not anymore, because I don't sleep that many hours, but I sleep really, really hard when I do. And again, that's where my little on-off switch comes in handy, or all my little tricks and tips, like put a glass of water next to your bed.
Uh-huh.
Besides, for the dream school, you could throw everything that keeps you awake into it. So, no.
Well, you said not anymore. Does that mean it did happen?
Well, yeah. when I was young, before, I mean, I'm talking way when I was first, like, really discovering my dick through the 80s, it's like, I can't sleep, you can't keep in your body. I was like, oh, my God, get back in your body. I'm astral traveling. I'd walk around wearing hats all the time. It's one reason you have to study and figure out how to deal with all this stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to who's up next. Laura's with us in the state of Maine. She has a question, then she wants a reading. Hello, Laura.
Hey, how you doing, George? Hey, Patty.
Hi.
First, I just want to say I really enjoy your eclecticism.
Oh,
my question is, I just recently went through a period, I'm not going to go into it, in my life, and I've been using, they just came into my life was rocks and crystals and stones. And just recently, especially black tourmaline with mica and Apache tear has changed my life. I'm getting off a medication. It's absolutely incredible. So my question was, do you use stones? Is that something I missed the first part of the interview? So
I do. I love rocks. I love my stones. And you named some really good ones. I do because, again, I'm very elemental. Every rock, every stone, every crystal has its own spirit, whether it's an amethyst and it has this. Black tourmaline is my favorite black stone. Any black stone will get rid of negativity. Jet, onyx, black tourmaline. But black tourmaline, in my experience, is the only black stone that actually can get rid of negativity and turn it into positivity.
What do you think of the stone bloodstone?
It's great because it has a lot of dragon energy to me.
Okay, and she's got a reading question. Go ahead, Laura.
Yes, it's involving the event that just occurred, which was it was very important event, and my artwork.
What was the important event that just occurred for you?
I just got rid of, after 11 years, a false twin flame.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It was an incredible experience. Incredible. And all the knowledge, like I said, like you said, you know, you have to get into the knowledge. And I've just been reading and reading and reading the narcissistic abuse. It's just been an incredible trip.
Well, yeah. Glad you got out of it. Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, no. Because what you're doing is you're finding your balance. You're finding this was, you got used to being off balance with that. And you're really gifted. I could tell you're very, I'm sure you're an artist, but you're very intuitive, right? You're very sensitive. You're very sensorial. You're affected by color, smell, taste, and all this. And you spent more time trying to balance out to find your middle ground. And now it's there. So it's just letting go of stuff. And you're a manifester. When you see something, when you smell it, when you taste it, that's how you get it. Logic, yes, has something to do with it, but it's really not about logic. So you're stepping into a whole new world.
And is it a brighter world?
Way brighter world, yes. And you're going to allow yourself to have fun, which might take, it's like you kept it a little controlled. I guess because you were looking for the balance. I'm picturing a great big dial on a radio, like you kept it at a safe 8.5 so you wouldn't wake up the neighbors. And now you're going to crank it up to 11.
I love it. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate you being part of the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sharon is in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Mr. Dury, Ms. Negri. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing. And you have just a question?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to know, Ms. Negri, do you see anything around me from the other side?
Uh-huh.
Do I see anything about you from the other side?
Or around her?
Or around you. Yes. I see there's definitive two things. I see there's a high vibrational male spirit around you, very royal. I don't know if it's ancestor or even higher, getting into, you know, ascended beings and all that. Again, I don't like to specify names. But do you feel that sometimes, this very, very protective, very royal male spirit?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right there, hanging to the left of you very often or not. Do you notice it this to your left?
Sometimes I feel a little off balance to my left, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then just tell them to stand behind or stand in front or go over your head. But again, it's about bringing balance back. And there's also a very, I don't know if it's a very youthful female energy with you too, which is good. You could put more energy towards that and it would just give you a little more levity and joy of life.
Thank you. Ms. Negri, could I ask you one more question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure thing. Go ahead. Sure.
Do you feel the presence of anybody that I've lost recently?
The only thing, I don't know if it's a recent thing, though. I'm feeling a male. They're showing themselves as a youthful male, but I don't know that they were youthful when they passed. But they're showing themselves.
About a year and a half.
How recently?
A year and a half ago.
Oh, that's long enough. Because sometimes if it's too recent, they haven't really transitioned yet. But no, that's all. I don't know if that's somebody. It feels like a very left brain male, very thinker there.
Who passed on, Sharon?
My son. He was a drummer.
Oh,
no,
he was.
He was a youthful male.
He was very, very high intellect.
Okay. So I'm married to a drummer. I get that. So, yeah, so he is around you. But was he an old soul in a lot of ways?
In some ways, yes.
Yeah, so I that's what it was. It's a youthful male, but it had an old soul about it. So he is definitely with you. And he watches you from afar, and he will get closer. If you do, like, the dream school thing, he will get close. But he likes to watch you. There's a window that you have that light and dark comes together, whether it's a divided light or light, shadow, somewhere where you sit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where he watches you from.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, thanks, Sharon. So you're married, Patty, to a drummer?
I am. I'm married to a jazz drummer.
That's great. Ask him one night if he knows the name Kenny Aronoff.
Of course he does. We know Kenny.
Kenny was on last night talking about Eddie Van Halen stuff.
Wow. Yeah, my husband and I actually produce the world's second largest drum show, the Hollywood Drum Show. Well, except for this year, because it's a big live convention. We've been doing it 20 years. This would have been our 20th anniversary.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And everybody comes. Kenny comes. Everybody comes.
Kenny's a great drummer,
yeah.
Isn't he? Oh, my gosh. He's something else. And Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top listens to the show all the time.
Yay.
John Fogerty, they all listen.
Everybody listens to your show, George.
Let's go to Jan in Minnesota. Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been stuck here in... I went through a divorce in the last 2 years and from a very abusive person, and I seem to have all this negative stuff going on around me all the time, health issues, and I'm having trouble moving on, and I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel lost, and I'm not getting support from family. I'm getting a lot of criticism, and even though they wanted me to get away from this person for a long time, now that I've done it, it's like I feel abandoned by everybody. And so I'm a little bit on the lost side here, and I need some direction.
Okay. This really is about you taking your power back, which is kind of my gig. You've got to feed. You need to be near water, for one, whatever that is, any kind of water. But you also really need to feed your soul every day. You've given away some of your power, and you need to do something artistic or creative or spiritual. That's where your soul gets fed, and I don't think you're doing that, right?
Right.
And if
you
will.
I know I need to be I need to be near water. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where to go at this point.
Well, there's not much up there in Minnesota for you.
It's not about where you go. Again, water is going to just do a whole lot for you. But it's you finding your own satisfaction. It's not going to be based on anybody else. It's you finding that joy of life, and you're going to get it by feeding your creative side. I promise. You're a beautiful. You have so much integrity. Who you are is pretty stellar. And you just kind of forgot or let whatever happened to you. So people forgot too. You pull that back, and they're all going to see it.
Thanks, Jan. Have you ever had something evil come to you, Patty?
Yeah, of course. My house is super warded. Again, I have a little 1920s bungalow in the Hollywood Hills. But across the street, there was one of those kind of addiction problems, Hollywood stories. And something literally rolled across the street, on a hilly street, and, like, into my house, my warded
Jeez.
House. like, wow.
Did you ever hear of the Forrest Ackerman House?
No, I don't think so.
It's in the Hollywood Hills, and they've conducted seances there. He was the one who coined the phrase sci-fi.
Really?
But he had a lot of strange things going on in that house, and it was somewhat haunted. A friend of mine owned it, sold it, but they would conduct a lot of different seances there.
I would love that. I have a beautiful ghost here. I have a French ghost that my house came with. She's French. Her name's Adrienne Breen. A lot of her artwork was in my little under basement when we moved in, so it's like a little ode to her. She likes to take pictures out of her frames. And speaking of drums, we have a high shelf. It's like 12 feet high. Instead of old-school table topping, the drums play themselves. You know that old calfskin
They
head?
Play themselves?
They do. Ooh. I mean, they don't play with a drum solo or anything, like a boom, big crack. Boom, big, especially when I'm working or on the other side, it's like, oh, I've got my own rim shot.
Sherry's with us in Sacramento. She wants a reading. Hi, Sherry.
George, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Sherry.
Welcome.
What a great show tonight. I have a couple of ladies, and I'm experiencing the same thing. But I want to know if this feeling I have of urgent need to move, if you feel or see it necessary, I have to end our relationship after so many years and I have children. So I don't know if you see five of us going or four going and where I should go.
What's going on? Go ahead, Patty.
I see a big, big, big shift has to come. I do see a big, big shift has to come. Again, I'm going to get back into this is another test of faith for you. You really do know what to do. You just overthink it. You don't trust yourself enough.
You sound a little baffled there.
Yeah, I'm a little baffled because it's some weird thing about justice. Does that make sense to you?
Diving into a lot of the legal stuff about our Constitution. I'm very into the election right now. I'm very discouraged. I'm frustrated, but I know I'm empowered with so many insights, and I want to share and move, you know, with a voice. And I'm so thankful for, you know, a lot of the radio station chief speakers, and I know that there has to be something, but I feel a need to leave California, and I feel a need to leave this house. And I feel like I've got to go. I know I need to go to water and sunshine, but I've got some more dynamics with the family, and I don't want to, you know, leave my children. But I do feel that I need to get away for safe.
Yeah, I do too. I think that you'll be much happier if you get away. Your kids will be fine. Whatever they do, they'll be fine. But that justice thing is like a calling for you.
All right, Sherry. Good luck there, too. I mean, when the spirits give you this advice, Patty, are they doing it in group form or an individual? Who's out there?
It's just a knowing. That's why I purposely don't like to go, this is Fred, this is Ginger over here, they're whispering. They are like the whispers. But it's just a knowing. So I like to look like I'm tapping into this general information line.
I've only got a minute left. Give people some information on your website. And do you communicate with people via email?
I do. I email Patty at PattyNegri.com. My website is PattyNegri.com. I have all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm pretty darn easy to get a hold of.
And the book is called Old World Magic for the Modern World, and the magic are spelled like the old times, right?
With a K, to show that it's not rabbits out of a hat, it's the shift of energy.
Hey, good luck in Ireland. I hope you're able to go.
Thank you. Me too.
Yes. That would be fantastic.
It will be.
Find a leprechaun.
Okay. I do a lot of leprechaun magic. Leprechauns are everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll bring one home in my suitcase. Well,
should have talked about that a long
time.
Are they ever evil?
I think they could be a little mischievous, which could lead
That's
towards evil.
What we've heard. Yeah. We've heard that. All right, Patty, thanks. Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Patty Negri, you can watch her also on Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. It's their number one rated show, and it's a darn, darn good one. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.